Hey, what's happening, Boise State fans? BJ Raines and John Mallory with you. You know, Johnny from Prater in the Ball Game, weekdays at 3 to 6, KTIK Radio in Boise Online, KTIK.com. Johnny, we are 1 week away from the Central Florida game, 7 days from today. Tonight, next Thursday, we'll be watching some football. Can't believe it's only a week away.
I know, man. Think about it. I mean, we call it the longest running pregame show in the history of sports here at KTIK, and now we're really getting close with just 1 week away. Looking at everything we can discuss with this game, there's just so many layers to this game for both programs, man. I mean, it really is. I mean, I can never think of a group of five non-con week one matchup that has anywhere close to the weight that this sucker does. So, heck yeah, 1 week from tonight, we're excited now. Think how it's going to be then. You're going to be down there.
Can't wait. Can't wait, man. A week from today. Hey, quick shout out to Home Field Apparel. I got to give them a mention. You've seen the things, Johnny, on social media. They're teasing that their Boise State line of clothing starts on Saturday. 14 vintage apparel clothing items are comfortable. It's great. And maybe a famous play in Boise State history, Johnny, will be featured on a shirt. Maybe a favorite animal or a dog or who knows, a lot of really cool vintage shirts. So Home Field Apparel, just use the promo code BLUETURF. BLUETURF is the promo code on Saturday when this goes live at 10 a.m. and you get 15% off your order. So thank you to Home Field Apparel, and make sure you check out the shirts and the things that they're doing on Saturday. The questions are already rolling in. If you have a question or a comment, we got about 15 minutes here. John's got a lot to do to get ready for his show at 3 o'clock, but appreciate you on your lunch break here, Johnny, giving us a few minutes. If you got a question, you got a comment, put it in there and we'll get to it. They already were rolling in on my Twitter feed earlier. Ironically enough, Johnny, you know, we can finally start talking the real football stuff here. Had a question from Nick Christian wondering if the Broncos win the toss, what they should do.
I'll defer. Everybody defers now. It's like the John Madden football game video geeks. I was deferring the coin toss back in the early 2000s on my PS2, right? And now the coaches are about my age too, and they're all doing it too. You defer it, you let them have the decision, you want the ball in the second half. Defer.
Another question, Johnny. This person loves the under, and they think if the game goes under, Boise State will win. What do you think about that synopsis?
The over-under, I'm not sure where it is now. 51, 53? I didn't see where the over-under was. You'd think if it does go under, that means it's going to be a defensive matchup. I know one defense ranked close to the top of the league last year and has a lot of guys back, and I know another defense ranked 123rd in the nation last year. That was UCF. So you'd think if it's a defensive battle, probably edge to Boise, but I mean, week one, I mean, it's tough to tell.
Yeah, I would, two big offenses like that, I'd be very interested. I know the spread is 5 for Central Florida. What do you think? That's about right, Johnny? UCF favorite
at
home by 5?
It's going up, though. It was 4 a month ago. Now it's up to 5. And that probably means that a lot of people were taking Boise State. If they have to adjust the line, that means a lot of people like the Broncos plus 4. So now they're making it the Broncos plus 5. Or maybe that's the flip side. I'm thinking that backwards. People wanted UCF, so now they're trying to get more action on the other side. But that's typical. If I had to put money on it right now, I like Boise State plus 5. I do. I mean, UCF probably on the money line, I guess. But plus 5 to give, especially week one, you kind of don't know how things are going to look. Both new systems, both new head coaches. I hope we get a close game.
John, 69.5 right now is the over-under.
Yeah, the under seems like a pretty safe bet there. Who knows? But again, these are two high-powered offenses too. Oh, I stink at over-unders. I'll just tell you that right now. I have lost so much money trying to hit that line in my lifetime. Don't take my advice when it comes to an over under. That's for
sure. That would mean that they're predicting like a 37-32 UCF, or that's what the line would say, 37-32 UCF.
Which on a Thursday night, fans certainly going to get their entertainment value on that one, right?
What someone else, Murder Smurf, saying, what is the defensive game plan versus Gabriel? I know you've talked a lot about it. You actually brought up the astute point on your show, I believe, about a left-handed quarterback possibly being the scout team quarterback for Boise State, right, and whether or not that'll help.
Yeah, I think so. Colton Fitzgerald, right, the hefty lefty here at Boise State. I would imagine that Coach Avalos is going to have him, when they get into the scout team, run scout team simply because he's a left-hander. The ball spins differently. The pocket moves differently. All of a sudden, the right tackle becomes a little more important than the left tackle. It's like boxing, you know, when no one wants to fight the southpaw because you twist y'all up. So I would imagine maybe that'd be a good question. You should ask Coach Avalos that, or I will. But, yeah, if he's going to get scout team reps because he's a lefty.
I would think so, and the ball does come off differently. That the offense runs a little differently with a lefty. But Dylan Gabriel, Johnny, I mean, we obviously saw Zach Wilson come to the blue last year. Dylan Gabriel, probably the best quarterback Boise State's going to face all season right out of the gate, huh?
I think he's the best quarterback they've faced since Zach Wilson, right? And that wasn't a great experience for this defense, huh? And this guy's playing at home in comfort. Zach Wilson was coming on the road to the blue, albeit – it wasn't the typical atmosphere you expect at Albertson Stadium because there weren't any fans there, though. Not only Gabriel being back, but just all those playmakers. They bring over G.J. Kinney, the new offensive coordinator, B.J. He was at Hawaii and has some contacts with Dylan Gabriel and those guys. So that'll be interesting. And Gus Malzahn, man, he's been successful in college football. And I know people want to pick them apart. That's what you do when you're in the SEC, I guess. But they have a lot. Like, if you're a UCF fan, I get it. You are thrilled with this team. You are pumped that you have Dylan Gabriel coming into his junior year. I mean, he could be, with last year, he's like Hank Bachmeyer. He can have that year back. He can get three more years there. So, yeah, he's going to probably be on the money. And that's probably the biggest challenge, right? I mean, for Boise State, the one thing that if they get smacked at, and if it's the secondary and and UCF's throwing all over them, it's going to be tough to get into that type of shootout. Luckily for Boise State, UCF's defense has struggled badly the last year. So, again, there's so many layers to this game, man. There's so many little things here and there that I want to see what's going to happen with. Thursday can't get here quick enough.
Uncle Rico is BSU's secret weapon, boys. That's from my former neighbor.
That was a heck of a movie 18, 19 years ago, but apparently Uncle Rico lives forever.
What do you think is the biggest storyline going into this game in terms of what potentially would be why Boise State can win this game, or what potentially would give them trouble and they'll probably lose?
Here's the storyline I'm looking for. You know, that Bronco front seven. I mean, let's be honest, right? The story of camp has been the Boise State defense and what they've been able to do and the problems that they've created for Tim Plow and the Boise State offense when they have to run against them, right? They look deep. They look athletic. They look much stronger. Spencer Danielson, everybody seems to think that he's going to be able to hit the ground running with this thing. And even though he's never been a, you know, defensive coordinator before at this level, then he's going to be okay. My matchup, I want that Boise State front seven versus an offensive line for UCF that returns all five starters. Like, UCF's going into this game thinking, not only are we going to protect Dylan Gabriel, but we're going to protect him the whole year. We have a really good setup here. All of our line are back. We have the best quarterback we've had here since, what, I don't know, Blake Bortles, Dante Culpepper, however you want. They've had a couple there. And we got some receivers. I like the Tennessee kid. They got a grad tran for Tennessee, a wide receiver there too. They add him to the mix. So for me, it's that Bronco front seven pass rush versus that UCF returning offensive line right there in the trenches. It's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. There's going to be air misting systems on the sidelines, and that's the matchup I'm looking for.
I think you could swing it and say that the other matchup along the line of scrimmage is maybe just as important. Boise State's offensive line going against the defensive line of Central Florida. When you talk about Big Cat Bryant, a second-team All-SEC guy, now coming in to UCF, and then, you know, four offensive linemen returning starters for Boise State. But that was a group that struggled last year, finished last in the league in rushing. The quarterbacks, I think, averaged 2 sacks a game, you know, taking some hits. So I know that's been a big talk, Johnny, about Hank Bachmeier getting the ball out faster, not allowing himself to take some of those huge hits. We remember the Florida State game. He was running for his life and taking some huge hits, and the helmet was flying off. I think how Boise State's offensive line can hold up, can they create some holes for the running game and get Ken Cyrus, Abibi Lakio, and George Helani get going? And can Hank Bachmeier have some time back there to throw the ball? I think that's every bit as important as the matchup you mentioned on the other side of the line.
Yeah, it is. No question. And we think that this offensive line certainly is experienced. I'm going to be surprised if the storyline of this game is Broncos lose. It's not Hank Bachmeier. It's Hank Backmeier, because he was on his back all game long because no one could protect him. That will surprise me. What I'm looking to see, too, also is, yeah, I think we could probably bet safely that Khalil Shakir is going to bring it. Khalil Shakir brought it when Cade Finnegan was throwing him the ball, right? It did not matter what quarterback, Khalil Shakir made plays. CT Thomas, I know he's had a rough camp with COVID. I mean, Riley Smith, we love him. This is where he's from. But he's never had this type of pressure, this type of action on him. You know, Octavius Evans is his, what, fifth, sixth year? Is this finally going to be the breakthrough? Static Cobbs. Everybody loves him. Whoa, had he had a camp. He's got 7 catches in 3 years here, right? Yep. Habibi Lekio, Helani, sure, but there's still pieces. There's big names for Boise State that have yet to have the statistical production, and maybe that's just because they haven't had the opportunity yet, and now that they have it, we'll see it. But it's tough to – I mean, everybody loves Static. He's going to be that breakthrough guy. He's coming in with 7 catches in 3 years, I believe it is. And I want to see which one of those guys can come have 5, 6 catches, 70, 80 yards, score a teeter, that type of thing, and take some of that pressure off Hank Bachmeier. Hank Bachmeyer's been in tougher situations than this. I think he's ready for this. Hank's not going to get nervous to the point where he's going to play poorly because of it, in my opinion. But there's a lot of other guys, BJ, that I just mentioned. This is the first time that they've been about this type of action. And I want to see how they respond. Definitely.
I got a question about the offense, but first, a quick mention. I want to say, Johnny, I know you like to party, and you mentioned me going down to Orlando. So if folks are going down to Orlando, come join us at the Blue Turf Sports pregame party. It'll be the night before the game, Wednesday night, 7 to midnight. It's right near the UCF campus, Island Wing Company. So come hang out with some other Bronco fans, get some cheap drinks, get ready for the game. And I know, Johnny, some former players have told me they're going to show up. Maybe some athletic department staff rumors might show up as well. So it's going to be a fun time. If you get to Orlando early on Wednesday, come join us at the pregame party there outside the UCF campus. Now, you mentioned the offense, Johnny. A big question for me is, what's this offense going to look like? I mean, we haven't really gotten to see much of any of it. And you talk about Tim Plow coming out and saying half 100, not going to look at the scoreboard till you get 50. And then all of a sudden, you get to a point where we haven't seen it. So they talk about no substituting, and it's going to go fast, and all these different guys are going to be involved, and it's going to spread around. I literally can't wait for that first offensive series to see what it's going to look like.
Or, I mean, and we have some fun with this too, and I like Tim Plow. I love the hire. I can't wait to see what he's going to do. But it is going to be kind of nice when the Broncos put that 5-0 on the scoreboard and they get 50, and then we can actually see Tim Plow for the first time look at that scoreboard, because that's what he told us when he got hired. We don't look at scoreboards until we put a half century on there. So that's what's going to be fun. All kidding aside, though, I don't know how many substitutions are going to be happening. Week one, you know, there's no preseason, which I don't think there ever will be, or maybe there should be. But at least for the NFL and new staffs and coordinators, They have a chance to have three trial games, and they can go through this crap. And college is like, this is the first time. Okay, we're all in the box, and who's coaching up top? Who's down below? Is Coach Calm? I mean, all that stuff, it's all so fresh. I don't know how much, because of all this other stuff going on, that Tim Plow's going to say, okay, we're going to rotate in eight receivers. Davis Cutter, be ready. You're going to get 13 snaps tonight. I don't know. I would think that's it's a little more tight offensively, BJ, where you're going to find the top type of guys who can get this done. And I don't think you're going to see a lot of substitutions. Now, I may be wrong, because it may be so darn humid and hot that guys are tapping out. It's hot, coach. I can't breathe. I'm sweaty. Come on, get me out of here. And maybe we see some of that.
There's a question here, John. He says, BSU can't try and match UCF's offense. BSU run game will have to keep them off the field. You agree? I mean, trying to get the running game going, use some clock a little bit and try to slow it down? Or if this fast-paced offense is just going to go, right?
I mean, that's football 101. I mean, Vince Lombardi would say, yeah, nice job, Rick Ordonez Jr. Nice call. That's what Lombardi would say. Yeah, let's run the ball. Let's control the clock. Let's protect the football. And let's keep Heisman hopeful over there off the field. Now, it was really tough for teams to do that last year. UCF averaged, BJ, 568 yards per game. And their coach, he's gone now. He's at what, Tennessee? They have the number two offense in the country. So that's a lot easier said than done. Well, we just got to keep Gabriel off the field. We'll see.
We'll switch back over to the other side of the ball. Johnny, Dylan Cooper says, what do you guys think Boise State will do with Big Cat Bryant? Will they slide protection that way or leave him one-on-one with left tackle? So John Ojukwu, you know, three-year starter at left tackle. Johnny, do they let him go one-on-one, or does Tyneal Hopper or Eguren or one of the tight ends have to help out, or do they have the running back slide that way and pass pro? What do you think the plan is with an all-SEC guy like Big Cat Bryant?
Dude, they have two other guys. I think one's named Montalvo, and I think the other is named Davis. And then now you throw Big Cat in. These are three, like, NFL type of guys. I don't know what Coach Keene and what the plan is going to be on that. I mean, they're going to tell Big Cat Bryant and those guys, just wreck the game. You know, just blow it up. Live in the backfield. We have a quarterback, and trust me, they're talking about this. We're facing a quarterback who loves the football. He loves it so much, that extra 0.7 seconds he just wants to hold her before he gets it off. I mean, this is a guy we can get to. Hank Bachmeier has been a quarterback that will let you touch him. He will. It's not Dan Marino back there getting the ball out. So what the offensive line is going to have to do as far as rolling protections and whatnot, a lot of that is going to be up to Hank. And that's how I would answer Dylan Cooper's question, because what Hank has told us in the media, BJ, is that Tim Plow gives quarterbacks a lot of freedom to change the front if they see something. That freedom was not given to these quarterbacks in the Harsin-Keesaw system, according to Hank Bachmeier. So I think Hank, that's, I guess, to not answer the guy's question, I guess that's going to be like a play-to-play basis, a play-it-by-ear situation. It depends on what front he's going to get. Then he's going to try to switch his way out of it. If not, I mean, who knows? But, yeah, that's a major concern if I'm a Boise State fan, is dealing with those big fellas down there at UCF. They have a pretty good front four there. Now, I know their defense stunk last year. I'm not saying, like, watch out for their D. But with those two guys coming back and the addition of Big Cat, seems like they got some pretty good talent up front, man, and that's scary.
I mentioned some of the hits in the Florida State game. We'd probably agree if the over-under was a half on just some, you know, Hank Bachmeier just getting clocked on a sack or after a throw. I mean, we'd probably take the over, right? I mean, at some point, Big Cat or one of their guys, you would assume, is just going to get a good lick on Hank.
Unless it's an all-new Hank and
well, that's
system.
What they say it is. They say it is, right? They say he's going to get it out faster and not worry about it. Final thing, Johnny, I know you got stuff to do. Get ready for your show. But what we got one, you know, the game is 1 week from tonight. What in this next week do you think is going to be the, as we zero in on the game and on the X's and O's and, you know, maybe this game and what it means for Boise State is going to start to come into focus a little bit too. I guess we'll finish there. What, in terms of win or lose this game. We've seen Boise State in these season openers ride that momentum from the win the rest of the way. This is the team you're going to literally be fighting with at the end of the season for that group of five spot. I don't want to say you have no chance of getting the Fiesta Bowl bid if you lose this game, but certainly you'd be facing an uphill climb. You've already got Cincinnati there sitting in the top 10. What do you make just of the magnitude of this game and how that's going to continue to – the hype's going to continue to grow the next 7 days?
I think it's huge for both programs, okay? But I think it's a little bigger for Boise. Being in the Mountain West versus the American is the stronger group of five conference now. So I think it's a little bigger for Boise in that sense. And I mean, UCF plays at Louisville. They had an ACC team 2 weeks later. If they lose to Boise State, they better not let it linger as Boise does with Oklahoma State that week. So I think it's a little bigger for Boise on this. If Boise State loses, I think this fan base is going to take it really hard like they have in the past. I think it's going to be the triple whammy, BJ. It's going to be a kick to the nuts, a punch to the gut, and a slap to the face all three times. I think this fan base is going to hurt on this loss. And I don't know if UCF's fan base will treat it as much. I think UCF realizes, hey, we can shake this loss off. We still have Cincinnati. We still have Memphis on our schedule. We still have Louisville, like I said, too, and we can still be okay. We still control our own destiny in the group of five, which they do. Boise State, is, I know how weird this is, but this is college football. It's the most important regular season of any sport we cover. And Boise State, if they lose this game, I don't think they control their own destiny anymore as far as the big pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, I say, which is always the New Year's Six Bowl in this town. If Boise State loses this game and wins out, I don't think anybody can say 100,000% we're getting a New Year's Six bid in Boise. No, because that still depends on what you said, Cincinnati. You know, that still depends. Like Boise State, if they're getting if it's a one loss, how about this? One loss Boise State, two loss Cincinnati, but Cincinnati beats Notre Dame week two. They lose to Indiana and they lose to UCF or Memphis. It's that's Cincy's resume. They got two losses, but they have that win in Notre Dame. Boise State has one loss. It's to UCF. They beat Oklahoma State. They finished a Mountain West team versus zero ranked opponents all year. I don't think there's going to be one ranked opponent in the Mountain West outside of Boise or maybe Nevada. And Nevada needs to beat Cal to make that happen, as you know. So I think the fan base is going to take it really hard. I think there's going to be a big hangover Labor Day weekend because it's on a Thursday. A lot of folks calling in sick on that Friday if Boise State loses. But I'll be honest right now. I'll predict this. I think Boise State wins the game. And you know I'm not a homer. I don't root for Boise State.
Wow, you're going for Boise State. Wow.
Hey, I think they win.
Quick shout-out to Tyrone Hopper, Tyneal Hopper's dad, the tight end. He says, I heard their D-line is really good. It looks like he talked to the defensive coordinator. They said it's better than what they had at Auburn. So we have got work to do. So
exciting to see him. Exciting to see Hopper this year. You know, that dude gets off the bus really well. Let's see what he can do on the field. Absolutely. Kind of a busy tight end room.
What do you got coming up on the show today, Johnny, for folks in Boise or want to listen online, ktik.com?
Yeah. Well, the longest pregame show in the history of the world continues today with Prater in the ball game, obviously continuing to talk about UCF and Boise State. We'll do Bronco Focus in that regard as well, and maybe a couple other things. We're doing this 12-part series where we're preparing everybody for Boise State's home opponents. Today we go to Fort Collins, Colorado, talk a little CSU Rams. The new Boise State assistant, Lexus Williams, in the basketball program, the guy who had the big buzzer beater against Oregon a few years back, BJ, were you at that game?
No, I was not that one. I was not.
He's coming on, Lexus awesome. Williams.
That's cool. Cool. Well, that'll be 3-6 today. KTIK 93.1 FM, 1350 AM, the ticket. And folks not in Boise can stream it live. I believe it's just KTIK.com, right, Johnny? So
yeah, download the app on your phone.
You're excited, man. It's a week till kickoff. We got to try to, you know, bring the reins in a little bit and slow you down. Maybe we can do this on game day. We'll see. But appreciate it, Johnny. Oh, man. John Mallory, appreciate your time, man. He's the best. There he is, John Mallory from KTIK Radio in Boise. And, yeah, he is he's something else. Hey, as we roll along on the Bronco Report podcast here, thanks to our sponsors, as I said, to Ridley's Family Markets, RowPaint.com, the official paint and coatings company of Boise State Athletics. You get more information at RowPaint.com. They're actually looking for new painters right now. So if you're interested in a job, they're looking for painters at RowPaint.com. Ridley's Family Markets as well, 12 area locations, 12 Idaho locations, I should say. Just go to ShopRidleys.com. They've got the Skip app, the home shopping, and all that stuff. And so appreciate their support. And don't forget, Home Field Apparel, Saturday, 10 a.m., Saturday at 10 a.m., just use the promo code BLUETURF. The promo code is BLUETURF. It starts Saturday at 10 a.m. Home Field Apparel is unleashing 14 new vintage designs for Boise State. I've gotten a sneak peek at the designs. They are awesome. They've got the old fonts, the old logos, maybe some famous plays in Boise State history. I can't give too much away, but you are going to love it. Saturday at 10 a.m., Home Field Apparel. The shirts are very comfortable, and they're all vintage. Again, colors and logos, and it's going to be very, very cool. And so you're going to want to jump on Home Field Apparel. And don't forget, the promo code is BLUETURF. BLUETURF is the promo code. I mentioned it earlier. Don't forget the pregame party Wednesday, next Wednesday. Masks are recommended. Hope folks traveling down to Boise will come and check that out. I'm really looking forward to getting a crowd down there for that one. That's the pregame party, Blue Turf Sports. It's the Island Wing Company right there in Orlando. So if you're going to the game, come join us. It's going to be cheap drinks. They got a great patio. It's going to be a nice evening, and you can meet some other Boise State fans and hang out and get ready for the game. And if you're live in the Boise area, go out and get this today. This is the football preview section put on by the Idaho Press, blueturfsports.com. 48 pages in this bad boy, and we've got all kinds of stories, schedules on all your favorite Boise State players. There's Hank Bachmeier. We got a story on the running game. We got a story on Khalil Shakir. We got the cover story on Andy Avalos. So hopefully folks in Boise will go check this out. It was included in the paper today for subscribers. So if you are a subscriber, we truly do appreciate that. And thank you for your business. If you're not a subscriber, head on out to the gas station, the grocery store today, or the Idaho Press office out in Nampa, I believe can sell you one too. It's only a couple bucks, like $2 for a daily paper, and you get 48 page preview. Again, the cover is on Andy Avalos. And if you're interested, we've got stuff on Idaho, Idaho State, College of Idaho, and as well as stories on every high school team in the Treasure Valley as well. So really excited about the way this turned out, and hope that you will check it out. So thanks to John Mallory. Thanks to all of you folks for listening. Can't wait. 1 week from today is the game. We'll be heading to Orlando next Wednesday to get you set. Full coverage from the Bounce House, BlueTurfSports.com, the Idaho Press. We'll have tons of coverage. And we're going to keep it going. You know, we're not going to slow down here all the way till game day. We're going to have more live video, more live conversations. Mike Prater next week, the voice of the Broncos, Bob Beeler. I think we're going to get John Mallory back on game day potentially to do another one to get you set. So tons of action. BlueTurfSports.com, the Idaho Press. We've been waiting 7-8 months. Really, we've been waiting 2-3 years since this game was announced. UCF, Boise State, and can't wait. It's going to be an awesome atmosphere. You know, to have fans in the stands again, first time in a long time, fans in the stands. It's just going to be a really exciting, electric atmosphere, and can't wait. But peace out, BJ Rains. Peace out to you too, Selvie, and everyone else. Appreciate you all for joining us. Again, this is archived, and this is live, and then it's archived on all the social media channels of the Idaho Press and BlueTurfSports.com. It posts as an audio podcast as well. So thanks to our sponsors, RowPaint.com, Ridley's Family Markets, Home Field Apparel. Thanks to John Mallory from KTIK Radio. And most importantly, thanks to you for checking out our video. We're excited about football season. Can't wait. It will be down in Orlando before you know it. Big one coming up with Boise State and Central Florida. And hopefully you know this by now, but keep it tuned to the social media channels and the website of BlueTurfSports.com, as well as the print edition of the Idaho Press for the latest as we get you set for kickoff and then take you through what a fun ride it should be all the way through the 12-game regular season and potentially a Mountain West Championship game and a bowl game for the Broncos in December, or maybe if they're lucky, in early January. Take care, folks. We'll talk to you here soon at BlueTurfSports.com.
When it comes to concrete, we've got you covered. RowPaint.com offers custom concrete coating services for your garage, business, warehouse, and more. And we do it in one day. We are your complete concrete coatings solution.